耳不听。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
刚才我们的领事敬拜的弟兄说，好难得我们整个大家庭聚在一起。
As the song leader expressed, it's a very precious time for us to gather together this morning.
英文的、国语的、广东的，我们都主内是一家人。
All three congregations were one family.
不但如此，今天还有一个很特别的机会。
Not only that, today is a special opportunity.
会有大会。
We have congregational meeting today.
那是我们一起来决定教会前面重大事情。
It's an opportunity for us together to decide.
无论你已经投了票没有
，whether you already voted or not，
希望你留下来。
I hope you will stay.
为什么
？Why？
我来到这教会，见到一个现象，我很感动，就是弟兄姐妹很信任领导的，不是问很多就全部投了票。
One thing I felt very encouraged when I come to this church is that members of the church very trust the leadership. They just vote and they leave.
但是我们聚在一起还有它的意义。
But there are other meanings to staying together for the
你会听到整件事情解释，然后以后你回去可以为这件事情祷告与支持，这是非常重要的。
Because when you stay for the congregational meetings, you learn the details of the decisions, and then later you can support in prayers.
我们教会已经来到一个关键性的时刻。
Our church has approached a time of a pivotal decision making.
因为在未来这两年当中，我们必须要好好预备。
Because in the next 2 years, we need to be better prepared.
因为两年之后，我们扩建了新的堂会。
Because after 2 years, our church expansion will be completed.
听说比现在大两倍。
I understand you will increase our capacity twice fold.
这新的教堂会给我们有足够的地方容纳更多的人。
The new church will accommodate a lot more people than now.
我相信建堂以后，神会把很多人带到这教会当中。
I believe after the church expansion, a lot more people will be brought to our church.
但是有一个关键性的问题，我们必须要思想的。
But there is a very important question we need to reflect on.
RCCC 扩建以后，凭什么使那些来到教会的人留下来？
After the church expansion, what is the basis for RCCC to attract more people to come and stay?
当然是你会问，那为什么要别人留下来？
So you can ask why more people and why stay.
因为教会有责任使来到的人完完全全的来到耶稣基督面前成为成熟的基督徒。
Because it's a church's responsibility for the people that come to church to teach them to mature in Christ.
我们教会的地方处在一个非常建立性的地方。
Our church is uniquely situated, location-wise.
Research Triangle Park.
We're in the middle of the Research Triangle Park.
上帝把很多将来影响到世界各地的人带到我们中间，我们责任是使他们成为耶稣基督的门徒，然后去到世界各地把福音传开。
God has brought many Chinese people from all different parts of the world here, and it's our responsibility. To teach them God's word.
但是关键性的问题就是，我们凭什么使那些人成为耶稣的门徒？
The important question we have to reflect on is, on what basis do we attract them to become Christians and to become disciples?
我们自己没有的，不能给别人。
If we don't have, how can we give it to someone else?
将来使那些人来到我们教会留下来。在这边成熟长大的，为什么他们愿意这样做
？And how about the ones that grew up here? Why do they stay?
是因为我们有很漂亮的礼拜堂
？Is it because we have a beautiful church building?
很好的 program
啊，
聚会
，a good activities and programs，
或者是弟兄姐妹很亲爱、很亲切。
Our brothers and sisters are loving toward one another.
或者很好的儿童事工、青少年事工。
Good children or youth ministries.
这些都是重要的。
These are all important factors.
不过，真正使人留在一个教会当中成熟长大、长大的关键性，最重要不是这个。
But the most important factor that may attract people to come and stay are not these.
乃是一个教会里面的人。
But the people inside the church.
我们的生命会被使那些还没有信主、刚信主的人羡慕说，他们跟谁主，我也要愿意跟谁主。
Where our lives make the newcomers envy us and want to be like us.
他们待得越久，越认识我们这些人，他们看到什么。
The longer they stay with us, they will see more clearly what we are like.
我愿意今天早上把过去一直向我说话的一段经文与弟兄姐妹分享，难得一起，我把这个信息带给你。
Today I want to share with you a passage that I've been moved by for some time now.
就是刚才我们念的提摩太后书第四章。
It's a passage from 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 through 8.
这章让我们看到保罗使徒最令人感动的并不是他会讲到他会做很多事情或者他建立的教会。
From this passage we learn what impresses most from Paul is not because of his eloquence or his ministries.
乃是保罗生命当中他有一个目标支配他人生的优先使别人感动别人、可以 从中看到耶稣基督自己的榜样。
But what impressed us is that throughout his life, Paul has this one belief that sustained him.
所以我们在一起祷告愿这时间神向我们说话。
Let us now go to the Lord in prayer so he can speak to us.
上帝我们这时候来到你面前我们求主与我们同在
Lord Jesus we now come to you please be with us
帮助我们能够在神的恩典当中能够听到你藉着圣经要向我们所明白的真理
Help us in your mercy that we can learn what the lesson you want us to hear
我们感谢主因为你的话语安定在天直到永远
We know that your words in heaven as is in on earth.
高摩你仆人的口祝福你的话语使弟兄姐妹得到帮助。
Anoint our mouths that people may be blessed and helped.
恭敬把时间交托奉耶稣的名祷告。
We gave you this time of our worship. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
保罗的人生有三点在过去刚才我们念的段经文当中很清楚表现出来。
The three most important sections about Paul's life that we read.
第一样，保罗人生有一个非常清楚的信念。
First, there's a very clear belief in Paul's life.
从第四章第一节当中很清楚的显明出来。
From chapter 4, verse 1, very clearly stated.
保罗说，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge.
在神面前是保罗所有书信当中非常清楚他一种的信念，一种的心态。
In the presence of God is very evident in all Paul's books. That's his mindset.
保罗的生活保罗的行事为人保罗所做的一切对他来说上帝就在他面前
throughout Paul's life whatever he said or do or his mannerisms he did them all in the presence of God
由是保罗写信给更多教会弟兄姐妹的时候他谈到他讲道的心态
one time he wrote to the brothers and sisters church of Corinth heexpress his mindset when he gave a sermon.
他说我不像那许多人为利混乱神的道乃是出于诚实出于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
这个是在
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
I'm sorry, I made you lost. No, that's okay. Sorry, I should have kept them. Okay. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity, as though sent from God.
有时候替我翻译的人蛮辛苦的，因为我虽然有 manuscript， 但是有时候我跳来跳去，对他是 不公平的，对不起。保罗分享他自己的一个心态。
So Paul shared his mindset.
他说，我不像一些人为了别的原因讲道。
Unlike some people, I do not preach for my own desire.
我讲道的时候，他有个清楚的信念。
When I preach, I have a very clear belief.
我在上在我讲道的时候，上帝在我面前，基督耶稣基督在我面前。
I'm preaching in the presence of God and Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们明白。保罗的书信告诉我们说，不但是讲道，他教导也好，他常用这字，在上帝面前我劝勉你，在上帝面前我讲这些话，这个信念非常清楚的，是保罗人生的一个信念。
Whether preaching or instructing, or advising or encouraging, Paul did all this in the presence of God. That is his mindset.
我读这节经文的时候，我自己得到很大的提醒。
When I read this, it's a good reminder for me.
在神的家当中
，in the house of the Lord，
我们彼此生活，我们在教堂外面的生活，让别人看到我们人生的信念是什么。
As we live together in the family of God, what do others see in our lives?
89年我在 New York Alliance Theological Seminary 念书的时候
，1989, I pursued theology studies in New York.
我在那边住了三年。
For 3 years, I resided there.
那时候我们很蒙福，因为有很多华人教会尊重的藤金辉牧师，听过他的名字吗 ？Yes. Oh, yeah. 很多人现在不认识他了。
At that time, we were very blessed because there was this Reverend Philip Ten, Ten Jinghui Mushi. Don't know if you have heard him before.
他是我们的老师。
He was our professor.
他教我们讲道。
He taught us how to preach.
我们学讲道学了三年，是藤金辉牧师教的。
We learned how to preach for 3 years under him.
除了上课练习之外，我们华人的神学生自动找他。
Besides going to classes and do our homework, we Chinese students approached him.
那350多个学生当中，有十几个是华人学生，所以我们特别自己找藤牧师。
Among 350 seminary students, there are about a dozen Chinese students, and we approached him privately.
我说藤牧师，能不能礼拜三每一个礼拜三下午，我们特别的找一个课时，我们练习讲多到你来教我们。
We begged, Reverend Tan, is it possible they can give us an extra opportunity to practice preaching on Wednesday afternoons?
那不是学校要求，也没有学分，什么都没有。
It's not a course requirement by the school. There's no credit.
他说好啊。你肯讲，我肯听。
Well, he agreed to help us. He said, "You wanted to preach. I'm willing to listen."
哎，你知不知道，讲道的时候有老师坐在下面，好难讲了。
Do you know what it's like to preach in front of your teacher?
所以我们礼拜三也好，平常上课也好，他坐在下面，我们都在发抖。
Whether in class or on Wednesday afternoon when we practiced preaching with him sitting there, we were very scared.
有一天，藤牧师忍不住了。
One day, Reverend Tan could not resist.
他上来指着我们。
He came up and he pointed at us.
你们怕什么？
What are you afraid of?
因为我坐在那边吗？
Because I'm sitting here?
你记住，你站在台上讲道的时候，是有上帝而来的信息要对下面每一个人讲。
Remember, when you preach, the word should be coming from God. It's a message He wanted you to preach.
你必须相信这信息不是你自己要讲什么。
You must have the confidence that sermon you're preaching
is not
from you but from God. 所以无论谁
坐在下面。
So it doesn't matter who's sitting down there.
你看着我们讲，因为这是上帝要你讲的。
You watch them and you speak because that's the word from God.
上帝在那边，你不能不对他交代，跟所有人讲，不要怕，因为他们是上帝安排在这边听听你讲的。
Don't be afraid because they're here because God sent them here. Just speak boldly for God.
你讲的每一句话、每个信息，在上帝面前你要交代。
Every sermon you preach, you have to give account to God.
只要你没有这样的信心
，If you don't have this confidence,
下来不要讲。
Get off and don't speak.
那句话现在过了25年、26年了，我还清楚记得。
I still remember his words after all these 25 years.
后来发觉到，不但是讲到，其实我们所有生活，上帝就在那边，我们要跟他交代，这心态是非常重要的。
And then I realized this mindset applies to everything, not just at preaching. It's our daily life.
保罗的生活，保罗所做的一切行事为人，这个原则非常的清楚。
The mindset that Paul has in whatever he does or think or do is very clear.
他活在上帝面前。
He lives in the presence of God.
假如这信念 会使我们教会变成什么教会吗？
With this kind of mindset, what kind of church will we have?
便来到我们当中会看到有一批敬畏上帝的人。
When people come to this church, they will see that we revere God.
我们讲的话，
whatever we say,
我们做的事，
whatever we do,
或者我们生活当中无数的选择，
all the choices we make daily,
我们在上帝面前可以交代。
We're in the presence of God. We can give account to God.
我很喜欢一本书。
There's a book I really like.
我是书虫哈。
I'm a bookworm.
Bookworm, right? 我每次去到一个摊子有卖书的，我这 bookworm 就不肯走了。
Every time I see a book booth, I always stay and want to look.
所有书当中有一本书影响我起码25年。
There's a book that particularly affected me for the last 25 years.
那是在神学念书的时候，我们有一堂课是 People in Ministry， 就是侍奉的人，他教我们怎么样侍奉人，怎么样做人。
It was during my theological studies that I learned about this book that teach how to conduct yourself as a servant of God.
现在神学院很多课程非常好，这门课程不知道还有没有。
There are a lot of good classes being offered in the seminary. I'm not sure this class is still being offered now.
因为一个服事神的人首先要懂得怎么样做人，对不对？
Because a servant of God, first I need to learn how to be a person of integrity, of character.
老师介绍了那本书。
The professor of that class recommended this book.
三王的故事，我的国语越来越差，是不是 Three Kings 三王的故事。
It's the tale of three kings.
它是用一个戏剧化、故事化的意思，很Easy reading， 很容易念的那本书，把三个王的扫罗、大卫、亚沙龙的故事戏剧化的表现出来。
This book dramatized the three kings in the Old Testament: Saul, David, and Absalom.
还记得扫罗要追杀大卫的时候，有两次差不多在大卫旁边，他可以轻轻松松的把他除去。
In the book, it mentioned When Saul pursued David and wanted to kill him, but twice unknowingly he fell in the hands of David.
大卫说，我指着永生的耶和华起誓。
But David said, in the presence of, it's not that one.
Not that.
David said, in
他
God,
他说,
I will.
他告诉那个手下说，我不敢下手害耶和华的受膏者。
Okay, don't destroy him. Who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? As surely as I, as the Lord lives, the Lord Himself will strike him, or his time will come, and he will die, or he will go into battle and perish.
大卫说，我在耶和华神面前不敢做这件事。
David, in the presence of God, he dare not kill his anointed.
后来当亚沙龙反叛要追杀的时候，大卫不出手。
When his son Absalom rebelled, David did not fight him either.
他说，这个位置上帝要给谁就给谁。
He believed the throne God has sovereignty over. Who would he give it to?
在耶和华面前，我不敢伸手要拿这个位置。
In the presence of God, he would not snatch the throne himself.
这点是非常非常重要的一样事情。
This pointed out a very important thing about David.
因为在第一节当中，保罗告诉提摩太还有一句话比较长的形容耶稣基督。他形容说，这位是将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，我讲这句话的。
Just like Paul.In his mindset, he is in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will be the judge of the living and the dead.
知道耶稣再来会做什么？
Do you know when the Lord Jesus returns, what will he do?
那是荣耀的日子，大喜的日子，我们可以与主永远同在，好的无比，对不对？
It will be a glorious day, a wonderful day when he returns.
但是这里保罗讲一样，那位耶稣就再来的时候，他要审判活人死人。
But this passage also points out that when Jesus returns, he's going to judge the living and the dead.
那耶稣再来的时候，那些活着的人已经死人，都要起来在主面前主要审判。
When Jesus returns, the living and the dead will rise, and Jesus will judge.
今天教会欠什么？
What do we lack in today's churches?
在《使徒行传》第二章教会刚成立的时候
，In the early churches in the books of Acts，
描写那些人很喜欢聚在一起敬拜学道。
Those early church members they were joyous in their gatherings and they worshiped together.
但是第《使徒行传》第二章十三节有一句话说到，众人都惧怕。
But there was one phrase in that verse. It says, "Everyone was filled with awe."
NIV 翻译的好 "Everyone is filled with awe," 惧怕、恐惧。
Fear of the living God.
香港见到神学院院长梁嘉玲牧师，他讲过一句话，说：“今天教会缺乏什么？”
There was a sermon preached by Dean Liang at Alliance Bible Seminary.
我们还怕上帝，好像出席教会怕上帝那样子吗？
He said, "What is the church like these days? Are we like the early church that we fear God?"
我们不敢随便，因为上帝在那里。
They feared the living God, and that's why they were cautious in how they behave.
保罗一生的信念就是他知道他做什么，怎么样生活，他选择什么，上帝在他面前，这一点对我们非常重要的提醒。
Paul's mindset was he lived in the presence of God and Lord Jesus will one day judge. This is a good reminder for us.
因为那样
Because of that.
带到保罗的第二点
He led to the second point about Paul's life.
他人生只有一个使命。
Paul had only one mission in his life.
我再念第一节，然后第二节念给你看，听，提摩太后书第四章第一、第二节。我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你。务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
I'm reading from the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction.
保罗明白上帝耶稣将来要审判活人死人，所以他人生知道他有一天需要向主交代。
Paul was cognizant that because he lives in the presence of God that one day Lord Jesus will come and judge the living and the dead and therefore he has one mission in life.
所以他不敢失去忘记这个使命。
He was fearful that he would not forget this mission.
他提醒提摩太。
He reminded Timothy.
无论怎么样。
No matter what.
In season or out of season, 无论得失与不得失，他要传道。
In season or out of season, always preach the word.
你念下去，你不要。保罗要提摩太传的道是圣经整体，可以责备，可以鼓励，可以提醒等等。
As you read some more, you know that Paul encouraged Timothy to rebuke, reprove, to instruct, encourage.
这个月是差传月。啊，过了哈，十月我还以为现在在十月。过去这个月是差传月。
The past month, October, was our mission month.
不要笑我，其实每个月都应该是差传月，对不对？
Well, don't laugh. Every month should be mission month.
年纪大了是会发生的，不知日子如何。差传月，我们必须要提醒一样事情。
During the month of mission, we always be reminded.
差传的主要目的是什么？
What is the essence of mission?
我们有时候听到宣教师讲宣教共尝的那种 excitement， 我是讲让我们去，我们经历一下。
Sometimes we heard about the exciting news from the mission fields and we wanted to go.
上次讲员讲完以后，就有几个人说，牧师带我们去苏俄。
There were some brother and sister that after the last mission conference, they asked me, Pastor, take us to Russia.
坦白说。短宣是什么？
Let me ask you, what is short-term mission?
Short-term mission, 在宣教的 terminology 里面 ，short-term mission so-called at least 2 years.
短宣在神学院来讲应该是两年。
是你要去两年是吧
？Do you want to go to Russia for 2 years?
长宣是四年一个 term。
The long-term mission is 4 years.
我们这些去一个礼拜、两个礼拜的叫什么
？For the people that only go for 1 week or 2 weeks, is that short-term mission?
Very short-term mission. Yeah, makes sense. 体验的体宣。
It can only be called mission experience.
体验宣教。
You're physically experiencing mission work.
每一次去的时候，我们要明白一样事情。
Every time when you arrive at the mission field, we need to understand
one thing. 宣教事工不是有多少人举手信主就 we have done our job. No.
It doesn't stop when a number of people that raise their hand to accept the Lord.
保罗在哥罗西书里面说，他尽心竭力的是要把人完完全全的带到基督耶稣面前，对不对？完完全全。
In the book of Colossians, Paul said that what he really strives for is to bring people to come completely to the Lord.
有句话，中文英文比较难翻的，允许我讲英文这句话。Evangelism and mission will not count to the end unless those Christians become respected and dedicate mature Christians. 一个宣教 工作或者差传工作、传福音工作，并不完结，一直到那些人成为一个跟随耶稣基督的门徒，成为一个完全投入成熟的基督徒。换句话说，差传的事业长线的工作，不是有人举手 ，We have done our job.
So we see that mission is not just one event, but it's a long-term investment.
传福音、差传的目的是去到他们当中，使人信主，然后栽培他们成熟、长大。
Mission is to go to the field, not only to teach God's word, but to teach them to obey God's word.
过去有一段时间，我在越南的山地土人镇的土人的村庄当中做体宣的工作。
There was a time that I worked in Vietnam in a small village with the Aborigines.
那些镇的土人。
And there were native Aborigines.
就是你看那些电影， 啊，那边的那个村庄里面，其实不但是有中国人，而且本地人都有很大的需要。
In that little village, not just the Chinese, but the natives also needed.
有一次我去到越南的山地一个小城，一个小城市里面，探望一个在那边孤军作战的一个姊妹，女传道，女宣教士。
One time I went to a village in Vietnam and visited
a
missionary sister there.
其实是我陪那个西伯伦蔡威的主席李牧师去看看那个地方。
Actually, I was accompanying the chairman of a missionary society from Hong Kong to go there and visit that post.
因为那个姊妹在那边做了十几年，听说没有多几个果子，所以蔡传蔡辉就去看看是不是要把那个福音站关掉。
That missionary sister has been there for many years with little fruit, so the chairperson wanted to visit the post to see whether or not it should remain open.
我不会忘记一个很奇怪的一个很难抹去的一个景象。
I will never forget this unforgettable imagery I saw.
文道是白天晚上聚会。
The meeting was held in the evening.
因为对象都是在那边卖东西的人，所以只有晚上聚会。
Because the congregation had to work, had to do business during the day.
一个小房子租来做福音基地。
It was a small house for this gospel station.
长长的那个木叫什么？木凳子啊，一个长长的。还让我们十几个人坐在那，很冷清。
There were only about a dozen people sitting on wooden benches.
在上面好像看那些50年代的电影一样，上面有一个电灯泡，黄黄的那电灯泡放在那边。
Reminded me of like old movie theater. There was just one dim light from the ceiling.
我们坐在后边。
We sat in the back.
看到那姊妹在上面讲道。
We watched the missionary sister preaching from the pulpit.
黄黄的灯光，她孤孤单单的一个影子投射在后面墙上面。
Under that dim light, we saw the shadow cast on the wall.
在讲到外面的那是打仗嘛，炮砰砰就在外面响起来。
And not far from us, we could hear the rumble of bombs and gunshots and
有偶尔会有美国的重型轰炸机 B-52 轰炸。
It was during the war, so we could hear all those the plane shooting from the planes and.
And 然后我们就那边看着姊妹讲道。
And so we watched this lonely figure preaching.
我看到下面看到十几个人坐在那边。
I looked at the congregation, only about a dozen.
十几年在那边值得吗
？Over 10 years, was it worth it?
好像没有什么大发展的机会。
Doesn't look like a field of much hope.
我开始明白为什么呢？蔡传主席要来看看是不是要把它关掉。
I understand why the chairman of the missionary society want to come and decide whether or not to close it.
没有很多兴奋的气氛，没有 excitement， 没有感动的诗歌，就是冷冷清清的十几个人在灯光底下，在外面炮弹炸弹的当中，他们学到。
That atmosphere was just so lonely, so quiet, and except for the bombs and that we heard.
第二天早上起来很早。
The next morning, very early in the morning.
我走到外面，就是看看山上面看景色的时候，那个姊妹出现在我后面。
I was walking to observe the mountain scenery, and a sister approached me.
她说：“哎，陈嘉荣，能不能帮我一个大忙
？”She asked me to help her.
Please, please, please.
She begged.
你替我跟那个李牧师讲，不要关掉这个福音章。
She asked me to plead the chairperson not to close this post.
这十几个人都是，他们认念数不多，不大认得字。
This dozen or so members, they're illiterate, they're uneducated.
十几年我在那边教他们认字，一点一点教他们认识圣经，一点一点教他们怎么样活出圣经。
For over 10 years, I try to teach them how to read and how to understand the Bible.
不要把我带走。
Don't transfer me.
我看着他，我觉得，maybe I can talk some sense into her mind, right? 我就想劝他，走吧，走吧。
As I looked at her, I was thinking, perhaps I should try to recommend for her to transfer.
你是香港来的传道人。
You're from Hong Kong.
香港很多很大的教会都在请传道人。
Many churches in Hong Kong need preachers.
为什么留在这边？
Why do you want to stay?
十几年够了吧？
Over 10 years already.
对你也好。
It's enough. It's better for you to go.
你知道他讲什么？
You know what she said.
他说这些人都需要耶稣。
These people need Jesus.
他们家庭很破碎。
They're from broken homes.
他们不懂不认得字。
They don't know how to read.
其他的传道人不肯来的。
Other preachers would not come.
上帝派我来，我知道。
God sent me, I know.
Let me to stay. 让我留下来。
Let me stay.
我不要求很多奖声，不要求很大的教会，我只要求有一天我见主面的时候，我可以说，我可以交代了。
I don't ask for applause or awards. I just wanted to be accountable to God.
保罗的人生，他的心是要把耶稣基督的圣经完完全全的交给人。那些人已经洗礼了，他说：“我不能这样离开。”
Just like Paul's mission, wanted to teach the word of God to the people.
我们必须要问问 RCCC 的最大目标是什么？
We must ask ourselves, what is the goal of RCCC?
我们希望有个地方让别人在这边找到友谊，找到关怀，找到爱，那是很重要的。
We wanted to provide a place for people to find fellowship. That's important.
刚才诗班非常好，叫我们唱一首诗歌。
Earlier, the choir sang a song.
带我们唱一首我们在主内彼此相爱，爱和叫我们合一，那是个非常重要哈。
Just like the song, we're in the bond of love.
但是你记得大使命吗？
But remember the Great Commission.
耶稣说是人做耶稣什么？
What
门徒。
For the
凡我所吩咐你们的，
the
都就下就教训他们遵守。I'm sorry.
The charge is to make people of all nations be disciples.
RCCC 不但要使人信耶稣，
RCCC should not only make believers.
我们有责任把耶稣基督吩咐我们的都教训别人遵守。
We have the responsibility to teach them to obey God's word.
现在我们教会只有两年的 window of opportunity. 我们两年的机会。
There's only these 2 years window of opportunity for us.
我在预备教会两年，我们。发展的计划。
I'm preparing a plan for the next 2 years.
人说啊，陈牧师，你预备两年，是不是因为你的 contract 只有两年？
Some people ask me, are you preparing this plan of 2 years because your contract ends in 2 years?
No.
No.
过去我在广东组只有一年 contract 的时候，我预备五年的计划。
When I was helping the Cantonese congregation, although my contract was for 1 year, I made a plan for 5 years.
为什么两年？
Why 2 years?
我相信两年之后我们教堂会建好了。
Because I believe in 2 years our church will be, church expansion will be completed.
人来到的时候 ，Are we ready?
When these new people come, are we ready?
我去在纽泽西，我找教会。建堂的时候 我看到一个教会可以坐2000人。
In New Jersey, I saw a church that could accommodate 2,000 people.
我找到那个人 那个负责人说你们卖不卖？
I asked the person that
你的教堂卖不卖？
I asked the person responsible for the church maintenance and
为什么我这样问？
Trying to sell the church. Why do I ask?
那教会变了一个 daycare center.
Because that church has become a daycare
另外有一间
center. 我去看 Another church I went to see.
在 Newark 那间更惨。
Another church in Newark I visited and it was in worse shape.
开了餐馆。
It became a restaurant.
它的 color window 并没有改，整个这个东西还在，下面很多桌子在吃。
The church has become a restaurant. Not much has changed, but you know, you could see the pulpit and all that, but there were tables.
我真的笑不出来，我是很难过。
When I saw this, I was very sad. What happened?
两年之后，我们建了礼拜堂，都不要以为那个地方是我们主要的。我们可以吸引人的地方，因为这样有一天上来做什么东西我们也不知道。
Do not think just because we completed the church construction that's the most important thing, because we never know how you would be used.
教会这个 window of opportunity 是在两年之内我预备好来的人，我要把他们完完全全带到耶稣基督面前。
During this 2 years of window of opportunity, we need to plan how we can better attract people and help them to stay and understand God's word.
Can we do that? 我们能不能这样做？
Can we do that?
不要忘记，我们只有一个机会。
Don't forget, we only have one chance.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
能够帮助信徒认识而且活出真理，这是非常重要的一件事情。
Develop Christians who know and obey everything the Lord has commanded us is very important.
不但是教导圣经，而且能够活出来。
Not only to teach the truth, but also to live it.
刚才带领诗歌的弟兄在分享他感受，我心里面也有很有同感。
Earlier, when the song leader shared with us what was in his heart, I felt the same.
这个以基督教立国的国家已经迷失了。
This country that was based on Christian principles is lost now.
我们在这边生活。
As we live here.
被这个国家的价值观，被这个国家发生了人的看法，慢慢的带走，死了也不知道怎么样死的。We die, we are dead before we know it. 这个句话对不起，很难翻译。今天给那翻译考试，你知道吗？经理，对不起。
Okay, no problem. So we live in this country, and we see people that they're dead, but they don't know they're dead.
Ah, right. Dead, dead, don't know. Do we know that we are dead? Are we dead? Okay.因为听过一个故事，是温水煮青蛙的故事。
Have you heard the analogy about the frog in the water?
水太热，青蛙会立刻跳出来，死不了。
When the water is hot, the frog would jump out.
我没有煮过哈 ，by the way.
I never cooked frog before, so just from what I heard.
青蛙在温水当中慢慢调高，我相信一个比喻，形容我们今天的基督徒，慢慢的、慢慢的被那些与上帝违反的观念带走，自己也不知道。
As the temperature slowly raises, the frog doesn't realize it's being cooked until it's dead.
Yeah, they're being cooked before they know that they are dead. 我们有责任系统性的把上帝的话语教导别人，而且帮助他们遵守，回来问自己，我们有没有这样做？
We have the responsibility to teach people to obey God's word. Let's ask ourselves, are we doing that?
保罗人生只有一个的信念，他只有一个使命，他还有一个的目标。
In Paul's life, he only had one life and one mission, but at the end, he also has one goal.
记得刚才我们一起念的这节圣经吗？
Do you remember the passage we read?
他说，美好的仗我已经打过了。当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
我女儿跟女婿在 dating 的时候， 有时候到处玩，带着我们去。
My daughter and son-in-law, when we lived in Dayton, would take us out sightseeing.
我发觉到我那个未来的女婿有一个奇怪的行动。
I noticed that my future son-in-law had a strange action.
他是美国人，不是外国人，是美国人。
He's American, Caucasian American.
我发觉到他去一个地方，他喜欢去看，总是第一个他喜欢找一个地方来看。
I noticed everywhere we went, he always shoot for one place to go first.
Cemetery.
Cemetery.
我说为什么你这样古怪？我以为要在地点，我很细的说，我看看这个男生究竟是怎么样。他为什么要喜欢去看那些坟地？
I find it very strange. Why did he want to go see cemeteries?
原来他是一个墓碑一个墓碑的看，他念上面的字。
He wanted to read what's inscribed on every tombstone.
他说，这里代表着是一个一个的人生，他曾经有过的期望。
Because as he read these tombstones, and he learned about these people's lives and their hopes.
美国的坟地蛮漂亮的哈。
The cemeteries in the United States are very pretty.
中国古代的坟地有点，要爆爆的样子，有点恐怖。
Unlike some Chinese cemeteries.
我跟着他看到一个墓地，形容一个二十几岁就死了。
So I start to read this tombstones like him, and I read about this 24-year-old.
这个人，他生出来就希望做一个 firefighter。是
救火员，
中文叫什么？
救火员。
救火员。
I read about this 24-year-old that when he or she was alive wanted to be a fireman.
他是在执行任务的时候死的。
He died while working as a fireman.
看着有些年很多岁月才离开世界，有些很短的，看着一个一个人生。
As we looked at from tombstone to tombstone, some people have very short lives.
我常问自己一个问题。
And I ask myself.
有一天当我走完的时候。
At the end of my journey.
上面可以写些什么？
What would be written on my tombstone?
上个礼拜我们去一个这地区的教牧联导会。
Last week we went to a prayer meeting for for this area.
我们其中找到 RCCC 以前的三个主任牧师。
We saw the three previous preachers of RCCC there.
他们就带着很多同情的心调说：“你是第四个。
”They looked at me with compassion that you're the fourth preacher.
听着他们分享他们的心路心得，说有人就问我：“陈牧师，有一天你要走的时候，你会讲些什么？”他不是离开 LCC 到要走离开世界的时候，你要讲些什么？
One of the young preacher asked me that at the end of your life, what will you say?
因为里面有一些 young preacher， 有一些年轻的同工，他听了长辈的分享的时候，他就看着我也算长辈啊，所以他说，有一天你离开这世界，你会讲些什么？
There was this youthful preacher that asked me at the end of your life, what will you say?
我说对人我没有什么可以讲。
I say to people, I have no more to say.
对上帝，我希望可以对主说，我可以坦然交代。
To God, I hope that I can give an account in peace.
你要我走的路，要我打仗，我守住走了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith.
弟兄姐妹，今天我在这，我们在这大家庭当中。
Brothers and sisters, today we're together as a family.
不是偶然的。
It's not a coincidence.
问人生，我们的信念是什么？
What is our belief?
假如我们相信我们活在上帝面前，我们的生活就不在意啊。
If we believe that we're living in the presence of God, our lives would be different.
RCC 什么都可以失去，不可以失去那使命感。
We can lose everything. But we cannot lose our mission.
弟兄姐妹，我们自己也不能失去这个使命感。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot lose our mission in life either.
我们人生是有目的的，有使命的。
Our lives should have beliefs, should have mission.
重要的有一天，CCC 跟我们个人可以向主坦然交代。
The important thing is at the end, are we able to give an account to God in peace?
你的生命如何？
How's your life?
你没有的，不能给别人。
If you don't have it, you cannot give it to others.
来到新人的生命怎么样？根据我们自己现在的弟兄姐妹，我们灵命，我们生命是怎么样？那些人很难超过，因为他看到，他学习，他在慢慢的被影响。
As newcomers come, they're going to look at our lives and see whether or not there's something they can learn from.
我们求主帮助我们。
We pray that God will help us.
无论我们定什么计划。
No matter what plan we may develop.
待会会有大会，无论我们决定什么事情。
In the congregational meetings, a lot of times we can't decide anything.
求主帮助我们生命每天都越来越在主面前谨慎。
But may we live cautiously in our daily lives.
有四个我很想唱，比较古老一点，我们一起来唱。
There's a song I like to sing.
Deeper and deeper.
It's deeper and deeper.
会唱吗？你知道哪首吗？你听 Rita 弹一弹那个。一同起来，我们来唱这首福音诗歌。精神精神，日出人爱神也，每日更精神。登高登高，孝子之为完全，更知足深深。求主使我精神，我也。